Regem Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
Who am I? A meditation for Tuesday of the 18th week in Ordinary Time. From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14. Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side of the sea, while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once, Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." After making the crossing, they came to land at Gennesaret. When the men of that place recognized him, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought to him all those who were sick and begged him that they might touch only the tassel of his cloak, and as many as touched it were healed. Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, grant me spiritual eyes and ears to discern the difference between your presence and chaos. May I choose to walk toward you rather than toward the chaos that seems to surround me. Encountering Christ. 1. Contrary currents. Place yourself in this gospel scene with Peter. Two contrary currents are present: the sea of chaos versus the steady figure of the Lord with hand outstretched. Where will you fix your gaze? The sea of chaos is present in our interior and exterior, crashing against us and creating a sensation of instability, drowning, fear, agitation, confusion, mistrust in our next step. The media, family situations, culture wars, political divides, work challenges, church conflicts, money problems, disharmonic relationships, all a sea of chaos in the world in which we are called to steady the rocking boat. To whom do we look for peace and stability, trust and redemption in the midst of the turmoil? 2. Courage. Jesus spoke into the chaos, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." His words were commanding, consoling, inviting. No situation is too chaotic to drown out the gospel. These words resonated in the midst of a Galilean squall and echoed through the confusion of a first century martyrdom to the present-day turmoil of 21st century chaos. We need grace to recognize the Lord's commanding and consoling voice in the depth of our interior. We sit with this appeal from the Lord. "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." Our Lord invites us to take a step towards him with an act of trust. Let us recall past moments in our life where the Lord proved himself faithful and trustworthy. Let's look to salvation history. He promised that, "You shall be my people, and I will be your God." let's bank our act of trust on the proof of his fidelity. God has sent his Son into the chaos to redeem us. 3. Profession. The disciples taught us the way. They recognized the Lord and proclaimed their newfound discovery. Truly, you are the Son of God. No amount of chaos or apparent limit to one's faith impedes the most free and profound act of the human person, adoration and worship of the Lord. When we are in situations that create turmoil, anguish, upset, or instability, we step out of the boat towards the Lord in faith. We hear his voice. We prostrate ourselves before him and profess our faith. Truly, you are the Son of God. In this profession, we discover our own identity as a beloved son or daughter in the Son, whom he has come to rescue from the depths of Sheol. Conversing with Christ. Lord Jesus, you have the words of everlasting life. Help me hear your commanding, consoling, and inviting words to me personally. You call me to stake a claim on my identity as a beloved child of God. No one can take that from me. Help me to distinguish between the voices of the world and your voice, and hold firm to the steady hand that you offer. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will pay attention to the contrary voices, identify them, and turn to you for my next step.
Visit our website at RenumChristi.com.